All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Wow. Man, life is so hard for you. God, I'm so sorry that you make $4.5 million. Here's a note real quick to athletes and coaches. I've always said this. Nobody needs to hear how hard you work, okay? You also make a ton of money. Nobody cares, all right? Like I always say this, spend a little more time at the facility, coach. Every coach does this at some point in their career. They tell you when times get tough and when they're not winning enough games, they tell you how hard they work. They tell you how many hours they spend. They tell you how they don't see their family. They tell you about when they wake up, when they go to sleep, that they don't sleep. Don't do it, all right? You may be able to sell that to some huckleberry. You're not going to sell it to people like me. Nobody cares. You want to talk about it? You want me to listen to somebody who works hard? Go find a guy right now who's pounding the pavement in 20-degree weather working outside, all right, and doing it for, you know, $15 an hour, $13 an hour. So I don't want to hear it, okay? That's number one. Let's just get that out of the way. That comment, don't need it, never need it from any coach anywhere. Nobody cares about your plight. $4.5 million. You're getting a check for 4.5 in mid-January just for being around. Nobody cares, dude. In the Rose Bowl t-shirt, that's great. That's a long time ago. Now, as far as D'Antonio's intention to come back, look, it's simple. There's not going to be any yelling or screaming or shrieks. It's just very simple. And I think I've done a good job all the way here, giving you an idea of where it was headed, giving you an idea of what it would look like, and then really kind of predicting it's going to go one of two directions and why it would. Mark D'Antonio, simply put, does not have a boss. So for him to get up at the press conference and say it's his intention to stay, well, who's going to argue it? Bill Beekman is a sock puppet of an AD, and we don't know anything about President Stanley yet. We just don't know anything. He doesn't have a boss. And Mark D'Antonio is a proud man who clearly, in his own mind, albeit delusional, believes he can return MSU to greatness. Here's a newsflash. He can't. Because this is the real world we're living in here. When a guy is in his mid-60s, and it has been 5 years since he's had a big year, and he can't get into Detroit anymore, and he can't recruit Detroit anymore. He's persona non grata down there. And when you're going up against Michigan and OSU and Notre Dame and Penn State, all four programs are cranking, and you're not recruiting well, and people are selling that you're too old and that you don't know offense, and that the last time you won anything, these kids were 12 or 13 years old, 11 or 12 years old. You're not going to survive the vortex of negativity. You're not going to survive it. You then have to factor in that if Mark D'Antonio really wanted to say, hey, I'm going to bring us right back to a Big Ten championship, he would have to do things that A, he is not willing, or B, is not capable of doing, starting with a short list of I'm making a 5-year commitment. He ain't doing that. He's not coaching until he's 70. B, he would have to go out and have unprecedented funding to hire unbelievable high-level quality assistant coaches, which MSU is not going to do because they are cheapskates. Second of all, he would have to somehow then convince those candidates to hitch their career wagon and alter their career trajectory by coming to Michigan State and working under a coach who is notoriously old school, conservative, and downright anti-offense. So, yeah, that's not going to happen either. So if we get back to the real world where MSU's not going to pay unprecedented funding and prices for assistants, we then have to get into what assistant worth a damn would hitch their wagon to Mark D'Antonio right now. Let me be very clear to you. At his current pricing, Mark D'Antonio is a losing stock. He is a sell, not a buy. When you are a hot stock, a hot property, people want a piece of you. People want to work for you. That's why guys will take demotions to go and get with Nick Saban. That's why guys will simply not even be an assistant. They'll be an analyst for a year. Rehab their image. Saban's a winner. He's a hot ticket. I need a piece of that. Nobody whose career is on the ascent is going to hitch their wagon to Mark D'Antonio without outright bribery. Michigan State paying a 2-1 margin, and they simply won't do it. So now you got a coach who's never been a great recruiter, tried his hand at it. It was a disaster. The player development model is great, but it's going to be really, really hard to outdevelop OSU at an all-time best, Michigan and PSU at least being what they are, and Notre Dame being a consistent top 10 team from a regional standpoint. You're not going to outdevelop all four, not with any consistency. So you don't recruit. The development's not where it is. You've never had to go out and restaff your staff because it's always been your boys. And now, in order to do and complete the circle the way you talk about, you're going to have to go out and convince people that you're a winning stock. Good luck. I mean, I certainly won't be there to watch it. I certainly won't be there to give you any money. I certainly won't abide it. This is what happens when schools allow coaches to be bigger than the program. And if Mark D'Antonio comes back and is not willing to make a five-year commitment, and if the university is not willing to commit unprecedented resources, and whether it's going out and having to beg for the money, whether it's going out and killing off a couple of non-revenue sports, you have to make a decision as a program. Are we in this to win it, or is this just something we do? Because hard lines are being drawn across college football. And there are the haves and the have-nots. And Michigan State has to make a decision. Is this simply something we do and we're just happy to partake? Or are we chasing championships? And if you're going to chase championships, there are going to be many, many uncomfortable things you're going to have to do. So it's up to them. There's no yelling, there's no screaming, there's no me freaking out because I already foretold you of the two ways this would go. He would stay and finish burning it to the ground and gave you my reasons why. Or he would go and we'd have to go into the wilderness and hope we hit a lottery ticket because we have no leadership. And here we are. So the death of MSU football, yeah, it coincides with Saturday. Michigan's 44-10 curb stomping, but also D'Antonio today laying the groundwork to return. So, hey, I'm all for it. If Michigan fans want to celebrate, you deserve it. I have no problem with that. Don't cry when it hurts. Nobody likes a whiner. You should get a boner for what's going on in East Lansing. Totally cool with it. We did when we burnt you to the ground. But for people who want to discuss this, go ahead. Because I'll put it at a 0.0% chance Mark D'Antonio ever gets to Indianapolis unless it's there for sightseeing or a speaking engagement. So he can come back and do whatever he wants. But the program's going to burn. 248-539-9797. Why don't we start there? Phone lines? Oops. Wide open. We'll get to Sully. We'll get to David. I can go all day on this stuff. 97.1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.